2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Pete Davidson is a hot, wet mess. Fresh off his breakup with Ariana Grande, made fun of Lieutenant Dan Crenshaw, who lost an eye fighting in Afghanistan.
You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry, I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
That was last week. This weekend, Davidson apologized.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a
And who slides up next to the comic?
You think?
Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
The reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted.
Just keep breathing.
The congressman's ringtone, Ariana Grande, who just happened to have broken Pete Davidson's heart and their engagement a few weeks ago. Ooh, then it got serious.
This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran. Maybe say thanks for your service. But I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, who will never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11. Heroes like Pete's father.
He was a firefighter.
So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.